This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Tuesday, September 3rd to you. We're in the Porter's 10Cast Studio for another County 10 Podcast. Glad you are with us today. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. We were able to take a little time off, and hopefully you were too. Hopefully you had some fun, got a chance to relax maybe a little bit. Glad you're back today. We're going to have Lander Volunteer Fire Department Chief Bobby Johnston on the show with us today. We'll catch up on how the summer was for the Lander Volunteer Fire Department, some ways you can help the Lander Volunteer firefighters, and some fire safety tips, because that's a critical thing to know. And we'll catch up with Bobby all about that here in just a few moments. Normally on Tuesdays, we have our County10.com reporter Amanda Faring with us, but I'm looking at her schedule right now, and I don't think she has a free 5 minutes today. So if you could see her schedule, you'll know why I'm postponing this interview. She is going all over Fremont County tracking down news today. So either Wednesday or Thursday, we'll catch up with Amanda and maybe do it as a bonus episode, throw that on as soon as we can to talk about some news from across Fremont County. I will make sure we get her on the program this week at some point. County 10 Podcast is always made possible by the great folks at Rendezvous Dental. They're at 312 North 8th West in downtown Riverton. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett and their wonderful staff work hard to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. It's back to school time, back to whatever you're doing this fall, and you want to get those teeth nice, bright, and shiny. Schedule a cleaning today. They will accept new patients, and they specialize in kid care too, so they can work on the entire family. You only have to make one great big trip to the dentist. Schedule the whole family at Rendezvous Dental, 312 North 8th West. They are wonderful. Follow them on Facebook and their Instagram feed for more happenings with Rendezvous Dental. It's also brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. They've introduced a brand new line of clothing. It's called Foil. It's straight from New Zealand. Foil brings together a classic design and relaxed fashion edge, perfect for Wyoming residents. Line uses a soft, fine merino wool. It's the softest wool the Bells and Bows crew has ever felt, and those folks have felt a lot of fabric and know their way around clothing. So go check out the new clothing line, Foil, at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Bobby Johnston from the Lander Volunteer Fire Department joins us in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Kirsten.
And we're the hosts of Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast.
We highlight unique artifacts from the Fremont County Museum System and the stories of this unique, rugged, and absolutely beautiful area of Wyoming.
And now Rediscover the Winds is teaming up with 10Cast. You'll be able to find the show on all the places you did before, but now you can also find it on the 10Cast Network.
New episodes are coming soon, so subscribe, review, like 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter, and be on the lookout for the Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast.
Coming this week to the County 10 Podcast, the owner of Brown Sugar Coffee Roastery, Amanda Henry, will join us. Will Hill, the owner of County10.com, and myself are going to attempt to do a coffee taste test on the air, and then Amanda's going to laugh at us and tell us everything we got wrong, which is going to be everything. So if you want to listen to Will and I try to explain the coffee we're drinking and learn a little bit more about it, make sure to listen to the County 10 Podcast later this week. We'll also have some conversation about the upcoming Roasters Rendezvous Coffee Festival that's coming up this Saturday at Central Wyoming College. Joining us now in the Porter's 10Cast studio via telephone is Lander Volunteer Fire Department Chief Bobby Johnston. Mr. Johnston, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate that. For folks that don't know you, give us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind. Where'd you grow up, and how did you become fire chief?
I was born and raised in Lander, actually. Went to school here, the whole works. So I'm not a transplant at all. I'm born and raised.
A Lander native. How'd you get involved in firefighting?
You know, I, in grade school, I went to Northside School, and Clinton Dunning was the principal at that time, and he was on the fire department. And one year, this was before Fire Prevention Week became a thing, he brought him and a couple of guys from the local department brought the old fire truck down, the old ladder truck down that we used to have. And we had an assembly, and I was one of the bigger students in the class. So I got picked to go up and put the gear on and try everything out. And at that point, I decided that was pretty much the coolest thing I'd seen so far. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on fire department when I get over.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
What do you remember your some of your first experiences, and what was it like actually going in and fighting a fire for the first time?
Oh, it's great. So on the fire department, now we have a year probation where you have to do your training and do certain things before you actually go in and fight fire. So you're pretty much on the outside helping. When I first started, it wasn't a year, 6 months. So at 6 months, I think it was like at the 8 month mark, we had a structure fire here in town. And I jumped off the truck and one of the senior guys grabbed me and we were packed up and ready to go. And he drug me inside and I was training enough, and I've not been too excitable when things go awry, but going in that fire and you can't see anything, that was always a bit of a, when you first go in there and you're trying to get your bearings, there's always that disorientation. And I remember the disorientation most prominently. Mm. I just held on to the one hand on the hose and one hand on my partner and let him drag me in. And we just went in, did the job, and it was fantastic. I loved it. And one of the biggest things about it is I like helping others, whether it's putting out fire or teaching fire safety or whatever it takes to help people. And it's just that feeling of satisfaction that I did what I could to help.
Yeah.
And at that point I was hooked.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. What's your role as chief, and how long have you been in that position?
So I took over chief in January, this past January. Before that, I've been on the fire department for 20 years. This is my 20th year, actually. Before that, last year I was assistant chief. I've been assistant chief twice over the past 20 years. I've been captain quite 4 or 5 times. And as chief, I'd never stepped up to be chief before just because of time. With my paying job, I travel quite a bit. And I'm to the point in my job where I'm pretty much home most of the time. So I'm able to commit and be available and do what needs to be done as chief. And it's been a fantastic experience so far. I'm about halfway through, and it's a 2-year term. And it's been very unusual. We haven't had the usual, just basic fires and basic grass fires. We've had the strange, like, gas leaks that last for a month, and car wrecks and all these weird things that pop up that we've never really experienced before, or at least I haven't in the 20 years or so. So it's been a great learning experience.
Yeah.
And I got a good crew. Everybody in the fire department is real supportive and very professional at what they do. So I'm very fortunate to have that kind of backing.
How's your numbers right now? Could the department use more, or are you fully staffed?
We're close to full. I think we're sitting at about 38, 39, and we top off right at 40. We could add a few, and we'll probably, that might be some guys retiring. I hope not, but it always comes around to that time of year where they may or may not decide to retire. So it would be nice to have a couple of applicants in the pool. I think we have one right now. So we're always encouraged. If people are interested in joining and helping out, come down to the fire hall, come see us, and we would love to get your application and show you around.
Right. Explain what the volunteer part means in volunteer firefighters. It always baffles me that you guys aren't being compensated and just putting in your time. Do you get any assistance from the city, or is there any way folks can help out with your expenses or help the department in any way?
Well, so So the volunteer portion of it is just as it sounds like. We volunteer our time at least twice a month for, we have a one business meeting the first Thursday, and then we have one training meeting. The one thing that's nice about the city fire department, and I think all state fire departments, is we are, after a certain amount of time as being volunteer, I think it's a year, we are automatically enrolled in the state retirement system. So as long as we keep our numbers above 50%, so we have to make 50% of all of our mandatory meetings. There's two meetings a month, so we have to make at least 12 meetings a month, and we'll stay in that state retirement. So when I reach 15 years, or when I reached 15 years, I could have decided to retire and could have drawn from that retirement fund. Or I stay on, or if I were to retire, I just leave it there and let it build up. And that's just another source of retirement when that time comes.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of that's the biggest perk we have. We don't get paid per call. We carry a pager, and everybody knows about the whistle. For national standards, there has to be two forms of notification, because we're not stationed at a fire hall 24/7. So we have a pager and we have the fire whistle. And lots of times, there's been, over the course of 20 years, there's been a bunch of times where that fire whistle has alerted more people than the pagers do. So it's, I know some people don't like it, but it's, when it comes time and you need help, that fire whistle really does pay off.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the future, yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. And we don't get a lot of flack about it, but every once in a while, and I understand if I was living near it, it would be super annoying. But if my house is on fire, or if I was in some sort of a situation where I needed help, I'd be wanting that thing to be going off until help came.
Yeah, 100%.
It's got its purpose. It really does have its purpose.
Definitely. What's the most concerning thing that you see in your day-to-day, or what's the most common cause of fires, probably particularly residential fires, that people should know about or should cover as far as fire safety?
That's a great question. I think the most common thing we see, the most thing that I worry about, especially as a homeowner and as a parent, is all the electronic gadgets. And I'm guilty of this too. I have, my day job is in electronics, and I live on electronics, but extension cords is a constant. I go into a friend's house and other folks' house, and there's extension cords everywhere. Those are a real danger, especially in the wintertime. I've been into a few people's houses where they have these real thin, cheap extension cords with a little heater plugged into them. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
The other thing that's troubling and keeps me awake at night sometimes is the lack of smoke alarms in houses and lack of fire extinguishers. Smoke alarms save lives. They alert you when there's problems. Fire extinguishers can save lives in houses too. Having them in the right place, having them where you can get to them if you need to. Kitchens, garages. I have one in right outside our bedrooms in the house. Those are the things that really kind of keep me concerned, and I bring up to folks a lot.
Yeah.
And if anybody has any questions about smoke alarms or where to put them, or people can't afford smoke alarms, they can come to the fire hall and we'll see what we can do to help.
That's really nice.
Keep a lot on hand, but I would prefer they come and talk to us and we can see what we can do.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw that out there, and hopefully everybody takes at least a moment and thinks about their fire safety plan. It seems like people that are better prepared have better odds of being able to escape without incident if their house were to catch on fire. What are your hobbies away from the fire department? Anything you're involved in Lander?
The biggest hobby is I'm also a pipe sergeant of the fire department pipe band. So I play bagpipes. I played for 2 years now, And this summer, actually, a group of us went up to Canada, and there was an advanced course, a week-long advanced class up there. And we went up there, and we spent a week being taught by some of the best pipers in the world. It was fantastic. We travel around and compete. We traveled to Las Vegas last year for a competition. We won a first place and a second place. We took a third place this year in Salt Lake. We took third place up in Canada, which is huge. That's the equivalent of traveling to Scotland to compete with them.
Wow.
So we're doing good. It's a youth band. It's not all fire department members. In fact, I'm the only fire department member on the fire department pipe band. I have my two sons are in it. Our primary teacher, Melissa, her two sons are in it. We have a handful of other folks that come and play. A couple of people from Casper that come over almost every other week to practice and learn and play. Melissa and I both teach. But it's something that I've always wanted to do, that now that I am doing it, I'm trying to teach others, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've always heard it's more difficult than other instruments. What's the trick to it? Is it lung capacity, or is there a trick to it? Yeah.
It's practice, practice, practice. You know, I'm severely hearing impaired, so I never played any other instruments in school. So this is the first instrument that I was pretty much, I decided that's what I want to do. I love bagpipes, and I wanted to learn how to play bagpipes, so I did. I was fortunate enough that the woman who helps us out now, she moved to town in 2001, and she started renting from a relative of mine, and I just approached her, and I don't think I gave her an option. I just said, hey, you're teaching me. she's been here ever since.
Yeah. Final question for you. Is there anything the public of Lander or surrounding communities can do to help you guys, and where can we follow more info on the Lander Volunteer Fire Department?
You can give us a call. We're working on updating our website, but we do have a Facebook page. Fire Department is always grateful for donations. We get a small amount of money from the city every year. We rely on donations for the bulk of our funding. We're listed. You can go on the Facebook page, contact us there. We're pretty good at getting back to you. One thing I'd like to look into in the future is those first meetings of every month, both meetings every month, honestly, but they go from about six o'clock in the evening until whenever we're done, sometimes 8, sometimes 10. A lot of times we miss dinner. One thing I'm trying to look into is seeing what it would take to get folks maybe to bring in a dinner for the fire department, for the guys. Just something small, just to let get them fed so that everybody's a little bit happier and everybody's a little more, awake and alive for the meeting to partake.
Yeah, it seems like we want to keep our firefighters well fed. Mr. Johnston, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate that. I appreciate all you do, and we'll talk again here very soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Come October 1st, it'll be our annual fire prevention week, and that would be a good time. I might connect with you before then as well and get something set up. We'll be going out. We go teach fire prevention to all the schools and daycares, and we have our annual open house. It's a pretty big week for us.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and I'm sure County 10 will be there, and we'll get some photos.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
He's Bobby Johnston at the Lander Volunteer Fire Department Chief. Appreciate his time joining us here on the County 10 podcast. Again, if you're listening Tuesday expecting to hear County 10 reporter Amanda Faring, Amanda is exceptionally busy today. We will get here on Wednesday or Thursday of this week as soon as she has 10 free minutes to chat about news and happenings across Fremont County. Couple things going on this week. Riverton Wednesday Farmers Market returns Wednesday tomorrow. if you're listening to this on the day it was released. 5 to 7, Riverton City Park for that. Du Bois Farmers Market is back on Thursday the 4th at Nostalgia Bistro from 4 to 6 o'clock in the Wind River Farmers Market at the Frank B. Wise Building. And Ethity is also Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30. Roasters Rendezvous Coffee Festival coming up this Saturday, Central Wyoming College. More details on that by following Roasters Rendezvous on Facebook. Also, the Wings and Wheels Air Show Fly-In and Car Show coming up in Lander this Saturday. More details on that, more community news and events as always at county10.com. Thanks again to Bobby Johnston for joining us. Have a great rest of your Monday all across Fremont County.